Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. But before we get started, I have to introduce my co-host with the mostest, Vanessa Canterbury. How art thou?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am amazing, and I am super excited to hear about who we are going to be interviewing today.
Absolutely. I have the pleasure of meeting her finally in person at my conference, and she was the keynote speaker, and it was a breath of fresh air. And we're not going to delay this any further on this amazing lady, Miss Darlene Brown. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's quite an honor, of course, as it was to meet you in person at your conference last year.
I am so excited. I'm so excited. We're going to go ahead and get this party started. And I want people to know, how are you changing the world via social media?
Well, I believe that I'm changing the world simply by sharing information. I am an inspirational speaker. I've been speaking for more than 2 decades, and I'm a business owner. I have, in my own journey, transformed my life based upon the way I think and making decisions that are not just logical, but mentally based, less emotional based, which has allowed me to, you know, make those necessary sacrifices. So I share that on social media. I share tips of wisdom and information that would cause others to bring about a level of self-awareness. It would provide opportunities just through the resources and information that I share, both in my quotes and what I'm doing as a business owner and a speaker.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So why did you decide to speak on the topic of transformation? Did that just kind of evolve, or is that what it's been the whole time?
No, transformational leadership is one of the areas that I've spoken on before. I had a conference of my own last fall, and that's a topic that I think people often don't look at. You know, life is a process of evolution. There is a, I guess you could say, one of those spiritual quotes that says, God ain't done with me yet. And so from that perspective, we're all in transformation. We're all in a process of evolution. While that evolution is not something that, you know, your core values and your ethics and your integrity, the things that make up your character, surely don't change, but just in life overall, the more you learn, the more you realize what you don't know. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So that's what I mean when I say transformation, becoming better.
I'm loving this because, you know, I'm all about the value of transforming, but so many people don't really get it. They don't understand it because they have been in a mindset of just one way thinking and not really taking it all in. With what we're dealing with right now, what advice would you give people with the most important thing about transforming your mindset with what's going on right now, so you don't, if they have never had a backup plan or whatever the case may be, so they don't never go back to that place again?
Well, I think that life and the journey of life is one that it teaches you. You know, I believe that nothing happens to you, it happens for you. And that's a really powerful statement, because what it says is that in this humanness, even in what's going on now, we realize our vulnerability. And by that, I mean, you know, you're here today and gone the next second. Suddenly we can't touch each other, right? For that it could cost us our life or our loved one's life. So that's certainly, but you can't allow it to let you live from a place of fear. And that's a mindset. And that mindset is directly connected to your soul, your spirit, your higher self, who you believe in, right? The best part of you doesn't believe that, and it's not about not being wise, but it's like, I don't believe that things happen to harm me. Now, yes, of course, we all have to die. We know that. We don't know the when or the how, right? But we know we will. And I think living from that space allows me to be grateful for the breath that I have. It allows me to understand the responsibility that comes with it in that moment, right? And so by that, you have to be accountable. You know, it's funny, before the show, you and I were joking, but I take it very seriously, you know, when you say, well, when is your book coming out? Well, it's important, because holding someone accountable is helping them to be the best part of themselves. That's thereby the transformation, right? But it starts in your mind. It starts with what you know about self. It's about understanding you have to be accountable to self, but also understand that it's a process. I'm not going to, you know everything overnight, but will I be required to apply myself and do a lot of work? And of course, because that's what's required. So from a point of transformation, life teaches you, you know better, you do better, but you have to be open to seeing it. And then you have to be, you know, committed to doing the work to change your thinking. You have to be aware. Because, you know, we are, as humans, creatures of habit, right? And so sometimes we can find ourselves doing or behaving or acting out a belief based upon maybe the lies that we've been told. And I don't mean that from a cliche, just, you know, the lies we've been told. Once you have self-awareness and you awaken, transformation is not only embraced, but you get excited about it, because it means I'm growing, right? And anything that ain't growing is dead, so.
Well, you made some wonderful points about the mindset and the process. And I would love if you would explore, you know, like, what are some of the steps to the transformational leadership, or when do you know that you need transformational leadership?
Well, first and foremost, it's taking a moment to look at, as a leader, the first person that you lead is yourself. So before you have the opportunity to lead others, whether, you know, the focal point of your show, are you having change or having impact of change through social media? That's the level of influence. The first person you do that for is yourself. You have to believe it. You have to be committed. You have to be willing to be disciplined. And that comes with a mindset. As a man thinketh, so is he. So everything starts there. I think a lot of times we, you know, as a speaker who does emotional intelligence, we don't often understand how our emotions drive things. But when we, what I've learned, getting still, breathing, going within, meditating, prayer, the rituals that you have when you start your day, starting it in gratitude, starting it from a level of expectations, but also excitement of what you're going to do, you know, action. That's how you change your mindset, right? And what you put in it, what you're surrounded with. Those who know me know I don't watch a lot of TV, or when I do, it's for entertainment, but I don't allow that to drive me, even in what the world we're living in right now and everything that's going on. I filter what I hear for reasons of understanding how that disciplines the mind.
I love the fact that you touch on so many different things about transformation. And I remember when I was making a transformation, and from being an employee and being told what to do and then starting a business, I was like, it was a struggle. Because, you know, you get so used to just being told what to do. And When was it that moment when you had that transformation, like that aha moment of transformation? Because some people seem like, oh, it's too late for me. That's not possible. It is possible. It's never a limit unless you place a limit on yourself. But when was it that you said, you know what, it's really time for me to transform in order for me to elevate to that next?
I would say it was early in my life, just by default, you know, when it comes to business and understanding, you get out of it what you put into it at a very early age, watching my dad work. I learned that. And, you know, I remember my dad, and of course, a lot of children remember their parents saying, do you want to know where you're going to be in 10 years? Look at who you're hanging with, right? And so that's not something that is unfamiliar to me. And I think it just evolved over there. It wasn't a pivotal moment where it was like, oh, I have to change. I always understood that that leadership starts with you, leading you, right? You know, leading by example. In essence, you know, walk it like you talk it, right? I'm laughing because you know the song. But yeah, I would say it wasn't a pivotal moment. This is something that at some point I understood. Transformation, like I said, is about you also disciplining your mind and making decisions that are coming from another place, spirit, and surrendering, you know. So I'll give you an example. Transformation. And this pandemic that we are all in, many people have anxieties and fears. And I'm not saying it's not normal, but if you fortify your mind and your spirit, when life happens, you won't be so easily shaken. And even if you're shaken, you won't forget the foundation that you are standing on. And by that, that's how you lead. You can't lead from a place of fear. You can't lead from a place of doubt or insecurity. Definitely leading from a place of compassion and empathy, understanding that no one person gets anything done. It's a collective, collaborative partnership and efforts of all people, and even those who may not agree, because sometimes in your disagreement comes a greater awareness, right? All of that's the part of transformation.
So you mentioned the pandemic. And I would love for us to explore that a little bit, because this is now a major time of transformation for a lot of people. And, you know, what would you say to some of these people that are going through transition in their leadership, in their business, or what have you during this time?
I would definitely encourage them because they may have a lot of uncertainties, but that these are times for you to be positive and see that sometimes things happen when it has the appearance of what we know to be a setback. But if God has sustained you and brought you through some things, you have a point of reference. So that means that you may have to scale down your business. You may have to make those tough decisions as you transform. You may have to also allow yourself to start to shift in your thoughts about how you're going to conduct business or the products and services that you're going to, you know, offer. But you can't do it from a place of fear. You have to do it from a place of faith. That's what I would encourage them, knowing that you are provided for, knowing that you are protected, knowing that the same God that has brought you through other challenges, who has healed you from other illnesses, or who has made a way when you know there was no way, or has shown a miracle in your life that you know was God and no one else, that same God is going to sustain you through this. And so don't be afraid. Don't panic. Be wise. Be smart. Learn. Get still. Listen. That's what I would encourage them. Listen to the divine God that flows through us all, that has your best interest and will sustain you And you can't be afraid in that.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree. You have to be willing to do things that people are afraid of doing in order for you to get to the next. We cannot remain in a comfortable place because we just so complacent in knowing that we're safe. Well, sometimes safe right there is really not going to take you to the next. We all have a next, but we got to be willing to take that risk to move forward in that next.
And also, you know, just being wise, we're talking about the pandemic because it is real for people. You know, there are many people who are, like we were saying before the show, are having a huge shift. And maybe that's an opportunity for them to get smart. And by what I mean by smart, we are creative, we are talented, we have been supported through so much just as a Black people, you know? And so from that perspective, your faith be strong and know that you'll get through this and that you will be okay. Does that mean that in being okay, you might not have challenging times, you may not have to sell some stuff, you know, you may have to buckle down? No, maybe you give up cable. You may even have to make those tough decisions, but be grateful that if you're, you know, taken care of in this moment, and then be wise and smart to do your part to prepare yourself to receive the continued blessings and guidance and providing for you financially and otherwise, and protecting you and your family is going to continue. That starts in your mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinketh, so is she.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, what are your thoughts about how people can truly pivot right now? So let's say they have decided that their business is never going to be the same, you know, and they're at the crossroads to where they could either throw in the towel or they could just try to remix, as they say. You know, what are some of the transformational tools that they can use to truly make that decision right for them?
Well, I mean, if you have a brick and mortar business, you know, clearly this is an indication that you might have to look at, is that the best financial decision for your business? You know, most businesses that have a brick and mortar have a web presence, and a web presence gives you a global accessibility. Well, you have to look into what your shipping is when it comes to international and things of that nature, of course, but that's what I would encourage from a place of pivot. I would also look at those things that are sustainable, you know, over the next 40, 50 years. And those things are like what we have already seen, which is technology, you know, telecommunications, STEM. We understand that science is definitely going to continue. When we just look at the health industry, and you know, how do you think any type of health care, you know, is accomplished? It's all these vaccines, that science behind that. Yeah, now you're in a lab, it's a different kind of science, but it's still a science. So technology and math, those are things that I would encourage from a business perspective. How can you either support or serve? What does that look like? If you don't have that tool, what is going to be needed in the market? Those are opportunities for you to look at your business, look at how you can pivot, look at how you can shift, move from a brick and mortar, streamline your brick and mortar if you have more than one, so that you focus on global sales through an internet base. Look at shipping, look at storage, look at manufacturing. That's what I would encourage.
Mm-hmm. That's great information. That's really, really great information. So you have, you're working on a book.
Yes, I'm working on a book. Yes.
So tell us a little bit, not too much, but just tell us a little bit about the book and when can we expect this book to be out? So they could, you know, be on the lookout for, because I know it's going to be amazing.
Yes. So we're going to come out. I have a book of quotes, and I call it my, you know, divine Darlene wisdom. Divine empowerment is God's gift to me. It's really how I look at it, because it has allowed me to have a platform in which I share all of this information and all of the things that the wisdom that comes and flows through me for others. And that's partly social media. But it's going to be on the, you know, wisdom tips and quotes that will allow you to be sustained, that would allow you to have information and hope. That is truly my gift from a spiritual perspective, the gift of exhortation, which is to encourage the congregation. And so that's going to be my book. I don't have it titled yet. I have a few options. You can look for it in September.
Wonderful, wonderful. And while we're waiting for September to come around for this wonderful book, you know, September is one of my favorite months because you're birthday month. So yeah. I'm super excited that I have that to look forward to. But what can we get like right now? What can we, what's out there from Darlene Brown right this moment?
I'm actually working on launching a social media show with myself and two other business partners.
Wow. Now, okay, I'm going to be on the lookout for that, because that's going to be some good stuff, because I know you
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I did a segment this morning with Darius A. Stanton, Peace in the Morning, and I spoke, we talked, you know, it's his show, but I have a show that I'm launching.
Okay. All right now. Well, this has been absolutely amazing and great information for people, especially what's going on, what they're dealing with right now. So I know you're going to get a lot of people reaching out to you, but let them know how they could be able to find you on social media so they could be able to stay connected with you.
I'm divineempowerment.org, but on social media is Darlene Brown. And I have a Facebook page, Divine Empowerment. And on my Twitter, it's at time, the number two, get it right, R-I-T-E. It's truly time to get it right. And then Instagram is Darlene Brown.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
And social media is the way of the world.
Yes, it is.
We are now in, in the virtual world. So doing, you know, webinars and podcasts. This is the information highway.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. And so we want to thank you so much for chatting with us today, Ms. Darlene. You are amazing. You are amazing. You dropped some amazing nuggets about transformation for people. And, you know, you made it so easy to understand that they could just go ahead and start implementing today. And that was one of the things that I loved about what you said for us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it so much. And I want everyone to just stay encouraged. Follow me on social media. I have some things in the works, so there'll be a lot of activity. Look forward for my book that's going to come out, which will be able to continue to give you some inspiration and information.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know that if you need anything from us, don't hesitate to reach out.
You know I know where to go. That's the one thing I'm so grateful for. Is having wonderful relationships like with you and the team. It's just a blessing, you know. I think about the experiences that I have had. You know, those connections are, like you said, meaningful, and also they do a lot to sustain you. Mm-hmm. In a sense, pivotal moments, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Grateful, I'm just grateful. Yeah. We don't take it for granted. We really, really don't. We don't take it for granted at all.
Yeah, so I definitely will be reaching out. Thank you so much for having me. God bless you both. God bless everyone that is listening. Stay safe. You know, keep your mind strong. Do ritual. I'm a big book proponent of prayer and meditation. You know, there is something to be said about being still. Mm-hmm. And this is actually what has happened, you know, in essence, people being quarantined and staying inside, you know, a shift in how you look at life. What's really important?
Totally agree. Being still, you could be able to learn a lot about yourself, and you could hear some things that you've been avoiding is what I see. You know, because we good for that. We always busy. And sometimes we just need to be still. Just be still so you can be able to hear that silent voice. Because it comes across really clear. But we too busy being busy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right. Now, well, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. You have a great one.
You too. Be glad. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.